I like to tell parents there's some things you can do on good days that you can't do on bad days. That's really intriguing for some parents, because I think some parents use the good days to rest up for the bad days, and I think then they miss out on some of the opportunities that exist on those good days.
In fact, I think sometimes they just take the good days for granted, don't even realize, oh, we just had a good day. They kind of cruise through the good days. And really what we want to do is take advantage of those good days, realize, hey, things went really well today. Kids were cooperative. We accomplished what we needed to. It was good. The kids are growing up. This feels good. So we want to appreciate those good days when they happen.
I think that you're working with something, using a heart-based approach, with each child. And so in this one child, we're working on kindness. Another child, we're working on being more organized. Another child, we're working on respect. And so when you have a good day, you want to point out the progress you're seeing in a child's life. When you point out the progress, then children realize that that progress is taking place. They're seeing it for themselves. I think a lot of kids don't realize that progress actually is taking place in their lives. And so on a good day, you want to take opportunity to point that out.
It's really fun to enjoy the good days with children, to see that they're growing in a particular character quality and celebrate that with them. Hey, you really obeyed well today. I really like the way we worked together and you listened to my words. You responded quickly. I can tell you're really growing up. That's a lot of fun to enjoy that with a child.
And when you bookmark a good day, essentially what you're saying to a child, you're drawing attention to the good day that you're seeing so that you can come back to that bookmark. Next week, when things may not be going as well as they are today, you can say, remember back there last Wednesday when you had such a great day? What did you do then that might help you now? Let's go back and implement some of those things that you were doing well then. By bookmarking the day, you can go back and help the child see that we've had a step backwards here, but there are some things we can do in order to move forward.
I think sometimes we ask a child a question, which is a really fun question. When the child does well, we ask that child, what was your secret to success? So they can think about, what did they do that was so helpful or that kept them on track today? And it identifies some very important qualities inside of them that they can draw from later on.
In a similar way, we want to take advantage of bad days. There are some times when it just doesn't go well, the child's resistant or defiant or is particularly difficult, not really trying to work on the area that they need to grow in. And in those bad days, we want to take advantage of that as well. What we're saying in those bad days is that today's a bad day. I think sometimes when a day is bad, parents tend to sugarcoat the day. And sometimes we can coax our children into making it into a good day. Don't want to minimize that opportunity. However, if a day is just bad and a child's being defiant or having anger episodes and it's just not working, we just need to say, you know, today's a bad day. This isn't working today. So in the evening, as that child's going to bed, say, you know, we had a hard time today, didn't we? Let's do this. Let's think about this. Let's get up tomorrow and do better. What we're trying to do is help our children see that a bad day also can be overcome, that they're not stuck in any one particular place, but we can try here. We can do better if we work on it.
I think this helps a child to engage in a little bit of self-introspection and say, what did I do today that was good? Or what did I do today that wasn't so good? How did that all unfold? I think it's good to identify the good days and the bad days. Help the child to identify them so he or she can learn from them.
I like to use the picture of framing a picture. If you take a picture that has been a watercolor or an oil painting, and you take it to the frame store, you find a frame that's going to accent the picture. It even draws out certain qualities of the picture. So a frame becomes a great tool then for children, because we're taking their life and we're framing it for them. The frame gives some perspective for them. It draws out the important things they need to learn in that situation so that they can move forward. So framing good days, framing bad days for children helps move them along in this process in a heart-based approach, in this map inside of their hearts. They're moving along in growing in a particular heart quality. The framing helps make that happen.
I think that framing is really helpful for a child because it identifies what's going on here. Sometimes they have a vague sense of it's a good day or a bad day or what's going on, but to be able to define it and have real conversations can help children identify the good and the bad of what they're experiencing.
What we're teaching children here is that progress is important, that it is true that you can be working on a certain thing, that we can be growing in an area, and that progress is significant. When you bookmark a good day, it becomes a part of the training, the tool that you're going to use as you move forward, so that in the future you can draw upon the example of this day. Not an example of another child, but example of this same child just looking back in his or her own life.